And we're in on Community Matters again this morning, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, and joined by the city manager over in Beloit, Jason Raby, to talk about the things that are going on over there. Jason, plenty of stuff going on in town, right?
We've dodged a few winter bullets here, and you got a little bit of precipitation, but nothing like last year so far. You know, none of the inches of snow, so hopefully we can keep missing that. I was joking with Mike Clark, who's in charge of our transportation department, kind of, you know, he'd be the one plowing the streets with his guys and stuff, and I was like, we should, you know, they're getting the plow trucks ready. I was like, well, hopefully just by getting them ready, that'll fend the snow off. You know, that's usually how it goes. You get your shovel and snowblower out, and then the snow goes away. So, but we are prepared, and we will be if something does hit. So that's just part of life, and it's now officially getting close to being wintertime, unfortunately, but that's the way it goes. But some of the projects that we're trying to wrap up for this year, if you've been out on West Main, they've replaced a lot of the curb on the south side. And again, the long-term plan with that, it'll probably take place in the spring just because of the timing and the wet summer and the other projects we had to do this summer, is basically do a kind of an overlay type of system on that road. So that'll really help smooth that road up, put a better crown in it, and be a lot nicer road. It's one of those roads that's kind of a entrance into our town. It's not one of the highest traffic entrances, but it's still a kind of a main entrance coming in and out of the west side of town, coming into town. So that should be an improvement sometime, hopefully in the spring, that'll get finished up. Kind of an exciting thing that's been going on here recently, we've talked about every time we're on the radio here, is kind of the water plant and the water pipeline. That's kind of something that's obviously a big thing for Beloit that they've talked about for a lot of years and been wanting to tackle, and that's just continuing. I guess the analogy I've been using lately is just trying to get that, you know, it's like a steam locomotive trying to get it out of the station. You know, and it takes a lot of huffing and puffing and coal, and you're really shoveling it in there, and it starts to gain momentum, and I feel like that's just where we're at right now. We're just starting to gain, you know, those wheels are just starting to get some traction on them. So obviously we've talked in the past, we've submitted a lot of applications for grants in the process of getting kind of how we want to do it, potentially submitted to KDHE. And then one of the other things we're doing is exploring the route for the potential pipeline to the lake, you know, and again, currently our pipeline to the lake is the river. And of course, along the way, the water in the lake is, you know, it's clear, it's consistent, but it obviously still has some of the nasty stuff that we have to deal with. But obviously going through the river doesn't help it. Yeah. So just a more direct route where you just kind of have that stable, you know, the lake's pretty stable. You know, it's a kind of a big settling pond, which is nice, and that's what you want. So there's been some exploration done. You know, kind of one of the first things you have to do is what they call an environmental survey and an environmental review and a cultural survey. So the cultural survey part of it is, you know, basically they're looking for any historical artifacts that could be out there.
Sure. Yeah.
Making sure that, you know, we can get around those or deal with those. And it's actually, if you're into that kind of stuff, it's really kind of interesting, you know. So
yeah.
There's obviously some hot spots along the route, as, you know, our local historian, you know, Kyle Peterson has said, and others have said, you know, this is kind of a highway, you know, if you will, for a lot of the you know, Native Americans, so, you know, a couple hundred years ago, but even, you know, nearly, you know, 800 years ago. I mean, we're talking some of the really old you know, tribes and peoples that were here. So because of the springs here next to, you know, the Wakanda Springs. So there is a lot of interesting things out there, but again, a lot of it's been identified, and some of the digs have happened over the last decades, so they're able to kind of pinpoint where some of those hot spots are, and so we can work around that as we try to figure out the best route for this pipeline. And it primarily just follows the railroad tracks all the way over to Glen Elder, you know, and the lake has already been, when they built that was ready for that pipeline. So hopefully we can get those things figured out, and we're really close. Once we then get kind of the idea from KDHE and USDA as far as the grant dollars we're going to get, kind of the next step is to really hold some community open houses and forum type settings to where we can really present kind of the plan, you know. Sure. And a lot of it's, you're trying to button down exactly what we're going to do and what's it going to cost, because those are the big questions that people have, you know, how are you going to treat the water, how much is it going to cost, and how's this going to affect me.
Yeah.
So those are the discussions that we want to have next, but we also want to be prepared for those so that we can give people, you know, some tangible information. So been a lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of, you know, paperwork and engineering to get to this point, but I feel like we're finally getting stuff put together to keep moving forward to, you know, kind of solve this issue.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those issues that, you know, you read any, you know, economic development book or community book, and that's one of the top things. You have to have good water.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
If people are going to move here and set up a business, what are they going to look at? Like, okay, they have good schools. You know, water's pretty important too, you know, so that'll be a good thing. you know, one of the cool things that we've been doing, just talking about the schools and stuff, you know, I just want to highlight, you know, the service hour days that they had last week. And it was fun to see a lot of those kids out there working and beautifying the community. And obviously kind of our communities. I mean, they weren't just in Beloit. It's kind of across the county. I saw different things going on, but it's always fun because, you know, we kind of get to help with some of that stuff and on the city side and kind of be a resource for them. So it was exciting to see some of the projects and things they wanted to tackle and get done. So we always appreciate that. Another cool thing that's going on is I'm getting to work with the third grade class at Beloit Elementary School, and they're really passionate about updating seeing that they can do any sort of improvements and learning how to plan and project plan for park improvements there. Good. On our little park there, right on, it's called Tearoff Park, right there on Hersey Avenue. So, mm-hmm. So it's been really fun to work with them, work through the process to see their passion. And they've done a really good job of coming up with some ideas of how we can keep the park like it is, but make it better. And so I really want to commend them and those third graders. So if you have a third grader in town, they're doing a great job.
That'd be kind of cool just to get the kids' perspective and ideas.
Absolutely.
How do you make this better?
Yeah, exactly.
It probably gets pretty wild sometimes.
It does, yeah. It's really great. It's great. They come up with a lot of great ideas. You're like, oh, man, I never thought of that. And then some of the ideas, you know, it's, of course, if anybody knows Tearoff Park, I mean, it's a tiny little park, you know. So some of their ideas, you're like, it's not going to fit in there. You know what I mean? It's like a basketball court. I'm like, no, that's So it's really great because, you know, just to see the light bulb go off in their head, like, oh, yeah, that's actually true. Yeah, we probably couldn't do that, but we can do this, you know. And so And so just really learning and teaching them that, hey, you know, you might have a great idea for this park and it may not fit, but man, we got other parks, you know, so it doesn't mean it can't go somewhere else. So they asked really great questions. I mean, I think we met, how was it? I'm losing track of my days. I think Monday afternoon they had all sorts of great questions and we kind of went through their list. They had probably about 30 ideas. And I think we narrowed it down to about 10 solid ones. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool. I mean, that's some of the things that are going on. Just highlight a few. We are doing our airport planning process right now. So that's something we have to do every, you know, 10, 15 years. And so that's getting finished up here. So that just kind of gives us a template and a guide for what our airport's going to, what we're going to do with our airport in the future. You know, the FAA sets aside money that we can go grab to do improvements to the airport, but you have to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And you have to have kind of a capital improvement plan of what you're going to use that for over the next, you know, let's say 10 years. So getting through that process. There's just a lot going on. I think, you know, our city staff and a lot of people in town have been busy. You know, obviously, the Isle of Lights Committee has been doing a ton of work and all the different, the college and the school student, you know, high school students and, of course, our city guys. I mean, there's been lots of people investing in the Isle of Lights. That's always a big thing for our community. So that's, I know, getting close to kicking
that's
off.
Wild to me. You said Isle of Lights. I'm like, yeah, that is coming up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I haven't heard my first Christmas song yet, I don't think. I don't know if anybody's playing them yet, but I know it's right around the corner. I think once we get past Halloween, it's going to start. Yeah. Hitting pretty hard.
Definitely.
So that's kind of a Beloit in a nutshell right now. So lots of going on.
Anything going on Halloween wise or within the city?
I think there is. Yeah. I'm not really well versed in that.
I know we've announced some stuff.
I think there's a lot of look on Facebook. There's plenty of candy opportunities out there. So I'm sure the kids got it all. They got it figured out. But which is really cool. I mean, there's lots of trunk or treat opportunities. Obviously, just the traditional trick or treating out and throughout town. Hopefully, just we have good weather. I think it's really cool. The community, make sure there's lots of opportunities for that.
And you've informed your younger kids to hide the good stuff from the older kids,
right? Well, I
will steal it.
No, here's the thing I've seen lately is there's the dad tax.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Yeah. So it's like, hey, you know, it's so
maybe,
like, well, let me look
maybe
through
your
this
kids
here.
Need
and
hide it from you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, I'm going to need a Laffy Taffy and a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and you can keep the rest.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep.
They just look at you like, what? And I'm like, hey, I'm just teaching you what being a grown-up's like. You know, here's your paycheck, but I'm going to take some of it. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So, yep. But should be good.
All right. Jason Raby with us this morning here from City of Beloit. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next time you're in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Jason Raby with us here on Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit.